Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sweet Basil. Please join us as we present the members of the Nat Adderley Sextet, beginning with Vincent Herring on saxophone. Rob Bernard on the piano. Walter Booker on bass. Lee Dowd on drums. Chuck Whitfield on trombone. John Cornett, the legendary Nat Adderley.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Nippon Soto. Composed by my brother, the late Prince Capital. Nippon Soto. I like songs like that. Because songs about 25 years old still sound like it was yesterday. But came right on in. Here's a new one. So that is from yesterday. I know because I wrote it. It's a song that was paid for by a grant from the federal government. And we're very happy that the federal government paid for a jazz song. So I'll run this down to you. See, I got this thing in the mail. It says, Reader's Digest. I thought it was my renewal. Opened the thing up and it said, Reader's Digest, in conjunction with the Lila Wallace Foundation and the NEA, anyway, was going to give jazz grants. You could write a song for jazz group and large ensemble, and they were going to grant this money. That was a reasonable amount of money. No. I figured it was something to encourage young composers to get started, and I started putting it down. And the more I read some of the people who had received these grants. The first name I saw was a man named Benny Carter. When I saw that, I knew it didn't have anything to do with how old you were. And it's 84, 85 years old. He had gotten a grant. I saw Arnett Coleman. And I knew that it didn't make any difference what your style was. No matter what, what's right out. I saw a guy that used to play with us, a man named Yusef Latif. He had a grant. I said, Then when I saw Miles Davis' name on there, I knew also it didn't have anything to do with how much money he already had. So I figured, hey, I could do that. So I applied for the grant, and I got it. And I called New York. It was enough money. I called New York. I live in Florida. Got Rob Bazaar now, Peter. Hey, come down here. I think I got something for us to do. Because I don't arrange for beyond six pieces, loses me. Once it gets beyond six instruments, forget it. Well, Rob came and I played the train. We went over what we were going down, and Rob did the whole arrangement, and then we performed the work with the Florida Gulf Coast Company. And worked out fine, and they sent the money, and we spent it. Fast before they changed their mind. Now, of course, we can't play the part that the Symphony Orchestra played. And the Symphony Orchestra can't play the part that we played either. It's a draw. But we're going to play the second movement, which is largely the small band. And it works out well. So here is a reasonably new work. And we're only performing part of it, but the part of it we're performing is what we consider the good part. Here's the second movement of the Child of the Sun Suite. Child of the Sun Suite. Here it is. Thank you. Yeah. These are songs that you recognize because they've been around and you heard them and you can pretty much figure them out. Although, there are a couple of things I thought about tonight. Some of those lyrics that they had for some of those songs were kind of strange. But we still think that they're great songs. You could have done without them. Dark is over, it's only in the 50s. Came to heaven with them darkies. And Johnny Mercer wrote a song about, this is a story of a very unfortunate colored man who was there down in old Hong Kong. We ain't happy about that colored man either. But things have changed, and even Sondheim does not use those kind of things, and he's a standard writer. If you didn't think that was humorous, please think it's humorous, because I ain't serious or anything. I'm just talking. Don't everybody get nervous. Yeah, it ain't that dark in here. Yeah, you ought to be able to check it out. But, so we're going to play a standard, but the reason we normally don't play standard songs is because I paid a lot of attention to Johnny Mercer and Stephen Sondheim and George and Ira Gershwin. And I never heard any of them play a song by Thelonious Monk. So I figured they ain't playing our music, why should we keep playing theirs? But now and then we do play a song just so that you can understand that we can play a song with a recognizable melody. So we're going to play this song. This one was composed by Victor Young. And Victor Young writes beautiful music. He wrote this song called Stella by Starlight. But, and this is the final disclaimer, we want you to know that we have no obligation to play the melody as composed by its composer. In fact, it is our duty to distort the melody as much as possible in order to confuse you into believing that you're being very, very creative. So, if you recognize the melody too fast, then we ain't doing such a good job. Here's Stella by Starlight. Thank you.
Thank you.
with the truck. And it wasn't the brightest idea to be working this particular 2 weeks in Greenbelt. But it's a normal gig for us. And of course I came up, froze my ankles, but I came up. Anyway, I live in Lakeland, Florida. If any of you know where that is, in fact, if you don't know where Lakeland is, it's somewhere between Tampa and Orlando. And it's a nice town. Close to Tampa, that is, Orlando. I'm mentioning all of that because I've got a friend who I met in Tampa a few years ago. Your man, who is a lawyer. In spite of his being a lawyer, he was nice though. In spite of the fact that he was working for the prosecutor, I said, prosecutor that brought in too cool. Sometimes we believe that prosecutors ain't too cool anyway. They're not going to be able to come. Anyway, we spent the first day I met him, we spent the whole afternoon talking in a restaurant in Tampa, the same restaurant that has become much better known recently because that's where Burt Reynolds' girlfriend working. If you happen to read those kind of papers, in New York it could be anything but that. But we talked all afternoon, had a wonderful time. And then a little while after that, I think a couple of years later, he called me, he was on the radio, he had a talk show. And he was talking almost all day on the radio in Tampa. And I used to go to the station and do a little talking with him. And I thought he was wonderful. I still think an awful lot of how bright and intelligent and witty. Then one day he called me about a month ago and said, "Hey, I'm going to be on WABC flagship, New York. Moved from Tampa, and he's in town, and he's here tonight. And I want to introduce you to him so that when you hear about him again, and you hear him, you can always say, 'Hey, that's the guy that man I know.'" He's on the same radio station with Rush Limburger. I don't know his name. And I frankly don't care. Jay Diamond, Bob Grant, Lenny Samuel. Now you know who listens to Rush Limburger. But he listens to everything because he wants to get all beauty. In any event, I want you to meet this young man because he's going to be the talk of the town sooner than later. So we only give first names here. Here's Lionel. Lionel, stand up and let them see. That's Lionel. We, of course, know Lionel Hampton, and we're going to leave it at this time. But Lionel is mean, and when you hear about him again, it won't be in the same context as Howard Stern. He's going to take his clothes off. And if he does, nobody cares. So, we're going to continue doing what we're doing. And once again, you'll hear from him. That's Lionel. And he is.
Thank you. again, ladies and gentlemen, a marvelous, marvelous pianist, swinger, is Mark Sontag. One of the finest basses in all of modern jazz is our bassist, the great Walter Booker. Our legendary drummer is Mr. Jimmy Carr. Brilliant young trombonist, Stan Whitfield. And our amazing young alto saxophonist is Vincent Herring. We've got to get ourselves together and come back and play the next show. So hold on, y'all. No need to hold out there. Hang in, and we'll see you in a little bit. Get a mission, y'all. Get a mission.
Please join us tonight as we present the members of the Nat Adderley Sextet, beginning with Vincent Herring on saxophone. Mr. Bob McGowan on piano. Walter Booker on bass. Mr. Jimmy Cobb on drums. Scott Whitfield on trombone. Tom Cornick, the legendary Nat Adderley. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That song is composed by a great, great bassist, Sam Jones. Unit 7. Unit 7 is a number of motel units in Detroit. We were working in Detroit. Sam was living in Unit 7. Sam had a wonderful time in Unit 7. That week in Detroit. That's amazing because it's very difficult to have a wonderful time for a week in Detroit. For whatever reason, Sam had a wonderful time, and he wrote that song to commemorate having had such a marvelous week in Detroit. I know that Sam had a wonderful time in Unit 7, because I was in Unit 6. That's the story of my life, always a day late and a day short. We just keep trying. We're going to now feature a great alto saxophonist, Spencer Perry, and our marvelous drummer, Penny Carr. We're going to play a song composed by the late great tenor saxophonist, Hank Mobley. This one titled, This I Dig of You. Backwards way of saying something, but Hank could name his song anything he wanted to. So he named it This I Dig of You. Here's Spencer Perry, alto sax, and Jimmy Carr on drums. Here they are.
Thank you. Thank you.
And our bassist, Walter Booker. Once again, our drummer, Jimmy Stout. Here's the rhythm section, playing a song that is new. It is so new that it doesn't have a title yet. Composed by pianist Rob Bergard. And we just call it Rob's New Song. Rob brings in songs every other day, sometimes every day. And this one is recent. So, for what it represents now, ladies and gentlemen, is the rhythm section. Rob Bergard, Walter Booker, Jimmy Carr, and this is Rob's New Song. It is. Thank you.
Rob Newsom, Rob Bacon, piano, Walter Butcher, Dave Jimmy Cobb on drums. Rob Newsom.
Thank you.
season. The great Walter Booker. Walter Booker.
Once I saw my baby. Once I saw my baby. That's when I knew my life was gone.
Legendary drummer, Mr. Jimmy Carr.
Just give me one more chance, mama. You know I've done you wrong. Yes, Lord. Marvelous young trombonist. It's Doc Whitfield. Ride my blues away. They put these rocks in my lid.
Well, we want to thank you very much for coming out this evening, folks. And it's time for us to steal silence away into the cold, cold night. Thanks once again. And we'll see you the next time. But for tonight, good night, y'all. See you later.